And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. I'm joined in the studio now by Don Bentley. He grew up in this area in Westchester and then went on to Ohio State University, joined the military, was eventually awarded a Bronze Star after serving in Afghanistan. And now he's got a new career. He's got a new novel. It's called Without Sanction. We'll talk to him about that and how his real life experiences flying Apache helicopters in Afghanistan, being awarded a Bronze Star, and working for FBI intelligence helped inspire this fictional story. Don, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I want to emphasize that thanks, because my goodness, I'm looking at your travel schedule as you go around the country promoting this book. I mean, it seems like just a little bit ago, you were in Dallas yesterday.
Yep.
You flew in this morning, drove over here, and then you're back on a plane to head to Arizona for tomorrow.
Absolutely, but not before some Skyline chili. We have to come back for that.
So. It's the local boys' meal of choice.
Exactly.
So tonight at 7, you will be signing copies, I assume.
Yes.
Copies of Without Sanction, Matt Drake thriller at Half Price Books in Mason. Again, that is at 7 o'clock. We'll have details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. But first, let's get to know you a little bit.
All right.
Before we dive into this story, like I said, you grew up in Westchester. You said you had gone to Reading through 8th grade and then Lakota High School.
Yep.
And then went on to The Ohio State University, where you participated in Army ROTC program, and then you spent some time in the military.
I did.
And served in Afghanistan.
Yes.
And some of that experience inspired this book. So can you tell us a little bit about how that experience in the Army and flying these helicopters influenced the style of writing that you've adopted?
Yeah, so absolutely. So to back up and start a little bit, as you said, I went to school on an Army ROTC scholarship, and I was very fortunate to get Army Aviation as my branch afterwards, and specifically Apache helicopters. And I tell people it is hard to have a bad day when you're flying Apache helicopters. In fact, most of the time you kind of think, I can't believe they're actually paying me to do this. You know, there must be something wrong that I get to have this much fun and it be my life. But when I had been in the Army for about 8 years, about 2005, 2006, I went on a deployment to Afghanistan. And that very much influenced Without Sanction, in that the kind of the premise of Without Sanction is that it's about a man, a man named Matt Drake, who is offered a chance at redemption if he's kind of brave enough to take it. And that theme really, really resonated with me because of what happened in Afghanistan. Specifically, on June 28th, 2005, I was on the Quick Reactionary Force, which is kind of like the 911 force for the airfield. And when you have that duty, it's a 12-hour shift, and most of the time, the only thing that you know is that when you're on that 12-hour shift, if you get a call, you need to be airborne with your helicopter within 30 minutes. And it could be 99% of the time, it was more benign missions where maybe you're going to escort a general that has to go somewhere. Sometimes you escort medevac helicopters, and then sometimes you respond to what are called TICs, or troops in contact. And so on that day, the call that we got and what we responded to is that there were a number of SEALs who had inserted the night before. There were four SEALs who we had lost communication with and had gone missing. And so our job was to try and reestablish contact with them, and specifically to escort a number of helicopters that had additional SEALs in it that were going to be the Quick Reactionary Force. And over a couple of things that went tragically wrong, one of the helicopters that I was trying to escort was shot down, and the folks inside that helicopter were killed, and there was nothing that I could do to stop it. It just happened in front of me. And it's something that I was and still am very proud to have been an Apache pilot and a cavalryman. You literally trace your lineage back to the cavalrymen that in the old American West, where your job was to ride towards the sound of gunfire, to be the folks that come over the hill and save the day, if you will. And on that day, I couldn't. As that happens, and then as you try and deal with that later, there are a number of questions that you kind of go through. And a great friend of mine is a writer named Nick Petrie, and he does this fantastic series, the first book that's called The Drifter. And he said, in a really great novel, what's actually happening is that the author is answering a question for his or herself in the pages of their book. And so for me, from that operation that went tragically wrong, the first question is, how do I get that moment in time back? Even though in your head you know you can't, in your heart, you desperately want to. You desperately want somehow to have that second back again, or that couple of minutes that maybe things would go differently if you just could. And then when you move on from that and you finally come to terms with, I can't do that, then the next question you kind of go to is, you know, what if there's nothing of significance in my life that is ever going to match up to that again? What if that was it? That was the moment that I was put on this earth and it went sideways and I couldn't stop it. And then you kind of eventually get to the point of, is there a way that I can atone for that? Is there something? I'm still here. There must be a reason why I'm still here. And so how do I go forward from that? How do I atone for that? And so that really, really drove the novel in the case that when the novel begins, my protagonist is a guy called Matt Drake, and he is a case officer for an organization called the Defense Intelligence Agency. And what his job is to recruit what we in the FBI call the sources and what folks in the intelligence community call as assets. And it's basically people who know the answers to the questions that our government wants to know. So people who have access to certain information, be it, you know, a weapons of mass destruction program or, you know, kind of anything in between. And when the book starts, Matt's asset and his family have been killed, and he thinks that he is responsible for their deaths, that it's because something that he's done. And kind of the premise of the book is that he gets the chance in the form of another asset that resurfaces and says, hey, I am now working in Syria as part of an ISIS splinter cell, and I've developed a novel chemical weapon, and I will give it to you, but you have to come back here and get me and come back, if you will, to that place where everything went wrong.
Have you found some healing from this book?
Yeah, I have. And it took me a while. And that would be, I think, my other message, or the reason I'm so grateful to be out kind of doing the tour, is that somewhat from the book, but somewhat from talking with other veterans. And I would say that what I was going through is not unique to folks who are necessarily in the veteran community. You know, there are a whole lot of folks who wrestle with that. But while you're still serving in the military, you're surrounded by people who kind of understand what you've been through and you can talk to. When you leave, you go from a community of folks who are just like you, who have been that, to a community of very well-meaning civilians who have no idea what you've been through. And so part of my, I guess, path towards healing was reconnecting with, number one, the guy who was my co-pilot on that day, who got out of the Army, you know, shortly after I did, and spent the next several years also trying to figure things out for himself when he didn't have to. And I think that would be part of my message as well, is if you are a veteran and if you are having trouble, reach out to somebody. Talk to, you know, a couple years ago, the amount of deaths we lost to veteran suicides exceeded the amount of deaths we lost to both Afghanistan and Iraq. And those are preventable deaths if you're willing to reach out and talk to someone.
And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. I'm joined by author Don Bentley. Don grew up in Westchester, went to The Ohio State University, and then served 10 years in the Army, including combat service in Afghanistan. He's got a new book out. It's called Without Sanction, a Matt Drake thriller. And Don, I read that this was your third book, but it's the first one that you got published. And I want to know for our listeners, this wasn't some random, well, I guess it was kind of a random publisher, but it was Penguin Random House. So sort of a major publisher and not a small indie self-published book. You got quite an impressive deal here. So talk a little bit about your process on how those first two books, because this is called a Matt Drake thriller, which suggests to me that maybe Matt Drake has some other stories that we've not read yet.
He does have some other stories. So yes, I am an overnight sensation that took 17 years and actually three books that didn't sell before I wrote book that I needed to. And honestly, that isn't all that uncommon for writers. If you look at any other trade, how long it takes you to master your craft and to write enough that you can be very good at it, it takes a long time. And I think what's kind of unique to writers, and I talk about this, is that the writing is maybe the one profession where, you know, it's almost like you're a carpenter and you spend a year and a half or 2 years of your life building this amazing chest of drawers. And then when you go to deliver it, the only feedback you get is a form letter that says, not for me. And you're looking at it and it's like, is the chest of drawers the wrong color? Like, why is this not for you? And most of the time you don't know early on in your career. And that's why it's so important to connect with fellow writers through things like there's an amazing writing conference called Thriller Fest that I go through every year. And that's where I met my agent, I met my editor. But more importantly, I met people like Brad Taylor and Mark Greaney and Nick Petrie and Kim Howe, who, you know, for the price of a beer or two, will sit down and walk you through their publishing journey. And that tremendously helped me. And I, you know, kind of tell the story of Nick. When I first met him, I had just finished with my third book and it didn't sell. And I was very, very not hopeful about my chances of succeeding. And what was supposed to be a 5-minute conversation turned into an hour and a half. And at one point, Nick like grabs me by my lapels and he says, "Don't quit. You're me 2 years ago. My first 3 books didn't sell. My next one sold in a 2-book deal. Go home and finish your book." And I did, and it sold in a 2-book deal. So this book is coming out now, and the next one will come out in a year.
Oh, my gosh. So you're going to have another
follow-up.
Is it going to continue the Matt Drake thing?
Absolutely.
And just for our listeners' sake and for mine, tell us who Nick is.
So Nick Petrie is, and it's P-E-T-R-I-E. He writes an amazing series of books. The first one's called The Drifter, and it's a crime fiction series.
Okay, so you got to work with somebody that you admired, and now you've got this deal. So how would you describe your writing style and how you developed it based on your background of you went to college on an Army ROTC scholarship, then you worked with the FBI as well after the military?
I did, and I had the perfect major to become a writer in that I was an electrical engineer in college, which obviously translates over extremely to writing novels. I definitely pulled from a lot of my background, and I was, as you said, once I got out of the Army for a couple of years, I had the pleasure of being an FBI agent. And my job as an FBI agent was to run and recruit what we call sources, and again, what folks in the intelligence community call assets. And the amazing part of that job is that you are finding someone who has access to information that you need, and you're convincing them to work with you, oftentimes at potential risk to their own well-being, right? So if you're finding somebody within a criminal organization and you're asking or getting them to become a source for you, that could obviously have risk for their well-being to do that. And so there's this tremendous so you need, as an agent, access to that information. But as a human being, you also genuinely care about this person that you're working with and want to do whatever you can to protect them. And so there's an amazing dynamic there between a handler and a source and a handler and an asset. And that greatly influenced my decision to make Matt Drake a case officer. I think another really smart guy, Mark Greaney, I think, told me once that when you want to break into a genre, a specific genre of fiction, what you want to do is write something that's the same but different. So the same in that what you write belongs on the bookshelf and somebody says, yep, this is a thriller, this is a military thriller, but different in that what you bring is unique to the genre. And so one of the ways that I did that, a huge influence on me is Nelson DeMille, who has wrote a number of great books. But one of them he wrote was a series with his protagonist called John Corey. And that first book was Plum Island. And he writes with this witty first-person protagonist that's so much fun to read. And I remember telling my wife, I would go to the grocery store with John Corey just to hear him talk. And so one of the things I deliberately did with my book is kind of pulled that in and said, can I also write with a first-person protagonist because it's different than the genre, and I'll help with that same but different. And so that was another piece I pulled into my writing.
And people can hear more about your story tonight in Mason at Half Price Books, 7 o'clock, where Don Bentley will be signing copies of Without Sanction, a Matt Drake thriller. Big tour coming up here in Arizona, Texas, Virginia, Alabama, Virginia, all this month. I've got 10 seconds. How do you pack for something like that?
As much as you can shove into a suitcase. That's how you pack.
And then you live out of it. Don Bentley, congratulations on your 2-book deal, and thanks for coming in and chatting with
us. Thank you for having me. It was great.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Find archives of the program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. News from across the world about the novel coronavirus evolves daily. The respiratory illness has killed thousands, and the number of cases in the U.S. is rising. So what's happening here in the Cincinnati area? Local and state health officials will join us to tell us what you need to know right now. Tomorrow at noon on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.